Hello, brothers and sisters. I'm Sister Ann Shields. Welcome again to Food for the Journey. And today we celebrate the feast of the first martyrs of the Holy Roman Church. On July 19th, in the year 64, so you know we're going way back here, July 19th of the year 64, fire broke out in Rome. Flames rapidly engulfed the city, and when public opinion turned against the Emperor Nero, he blamed the fire on the Christians, and he had them brutally murdered in his private gardens. Think of this. According to the historian Tacitus, quote, mockery of every sort accompanied their deaths. Covered with the skins of beasts, they were torn by dogs and perished, or were nailed to crosses, or were doomed to the flames and burned to serve as a nightly illumination when daylight had expired. So we need a little light. It's dark tonight. Let's kill a few Christians. Pope Clement called their sacrifice the greatest example of endurance in the midst of so many indignities and tortures. The greatest, the finest example of endurance. Brothers and sisters, that kind of thing repulses us. But I believe that if we could look at it from God's side, we would see the glory and the honor that will be theirs because they were willing to forsake everything for Christ. We've been talking in the last few programs about putting the will of God first. Doesn't mean you go out and seek to be a martyr. God knows, don't do that. But if it comes to you, then God will supply everything you need. Really? Do you believe that or not? God never abandons those who put their faith in him and those who die for the faith. I believe that God draws very, very near and stands with them. The entrance antiphon for today, the souls of the saints are rejoicing in heaven, the saints who followed the footsteps of Christ, and since for love of him they shed their blood, they now exult with Christ forever. They are one with Christ. Christ shed his blood for you and me, and when other brothers and sisters are willing to shed their blood for the faith, they become one with Christ in a very particular way. They share in martyrdom. And from an eternal perspective, there's just no greater honor if that's what the Lord wants. We can't go out and seek it. That's wrong. But if it comes, it is among, if not the greatest of honors for us. And heaven will reward us in ways we cannot even begin to imagine. The opening prayer, O God, who consecrated the abundant first fruits of the Roman Church by the blood of the martyrs, grant, we pray, that with firm courage we may together draw strength from so great a struggle and ever rejoice at the triumph of faithful love. We may together draw strength from their faith and from their courage. My goodness, at the very least, we can speak up and defend the truth. That's the very least. If you say, it's not my battle, I'm going to stay out of it, etc., etc., no. Then you're guilty of the sin of omission. There's commission and omission. You had a chance to defend the name of Jesus Christ and you refused it? Repent. Repent. I remember one time, and I've heard of other people doing similar things, so I'm far from alone in this. But I remember I was in a conversation with a group of people and there was a person to the side of me who was talking, and it suddenly dawned on me that he was... He was blaspheming. He was using the name of Jesus in ways that were terrible. And the anger that arose in me was very, very strong. Very strong. And I thought, there is righteous anger, and there's a place for it. But I thought, that's not going to help in this situation. I was given the grace to just stop for a split second. And I turned to him, and I said, you are using the name of the one I love most in the world. He stopped immediately. He just looked at me. And I said, I love him, and his name is very precious to me. I was in a customs line when that happened, waiting to go through customs. And I just said it peacefully and calmly. I couldn't believe that I did it, but I did it. And there was just silence all around. I was so hoping that the man might say, I'm sorry. He didn't, but the conversation ceased at that moment. There was not another word. And I pray for him still today that he might recognize, or that he might have, by my comments, might have been perhaps more curious to look more carefully at who God is. Brothers and sisters, we have those occasions all the time. Use them. Don't fight. Don't get angry or violent back. That doesn't solve anything. Just speak of who he is to you, peacefully, calmly. Don't even wait for an answer. You don't have to stand there. Just smile and walk by. It's a mini, mini, mini martyrdom because we don't want to have attention called to ourselves. And yet there are times when God asks us to defend him, to defend his name, to defend the honor of his name. You can do it. Grant, we pray, that with firm courage we may together draw strength from so great a struggle and ever rejoice at the triumph of faithful love. Book of Genesis, chapter 19. As dawn was breaking, the angels urged Lot on, saying, on your way, take with you your wife, your two daughters who are here, or you will be swept away in the punishment of Sodom. When he hesitated, the men, by the Lord's mercy, seized his hand and the hands of his wife and his two daughters and led them to safety outside the city. As soon as they had been brought outside, he was told, flee for your life. Don't look back. Don't stop anywhere on the plain. Get off to the hills at once, or you will be swept away. Oh, no, my lord, Lot replied. You have already thought enough of your servant to do me the great kindness of intervening to save my life, but I cannot flee to the hills to keep the disaster from overtaking me, and so I shall die. Look, this town ahead is near enough to escape to. It's only a small place. Let me flee there. It's a small place, is it not, that my life may be saved? Well then, he replied, I will also grant you the favor you now ask. I will not overthrow the town you speak of. Hurry, escape there. I cannot do anything until you arrive there. The sun was just rising over the earth as Lot arrived in Zoar. At the same time, the Lord rained down sulphurous fire upon Sodom and Gomorrah from the Lord out of heaven. He overthrew those cities and the whole plain, together with the inhabitants of the cities and the produce of the soil. But Lot's wife looked back, and she was turned into a pillar of salt. Early the next morning, Abram went to the place where he had stood in the Lord's presence. As he looked down towards Sodom and Gomorrah and the whole region of the plain, he saw dense smoke over the land rising like fumes from a furnace. Thus it came to pass, when God destroyed the cities of the plain, he was mindful of Abraham by sending Lot away from the upheaval by which God overthrew the cities where Lot had been living. The important thing, there's a great deal in this passage that I don't have time for, but let me just say, God takes care of his own, no matter the struggle, no matter the difficulty. He will certainly save your soul, and at times, as in Lot's case here, he will save your life. Trust him with everything you have. Ask God for the grace to be able to do that. Psalm 26, O Lord, your mercy is before my eyes. Lord, search me and try me. Test my soul and my heart, for your mercy is before my eyes, and I will walk in your truth. Can you pray those verses? Ask for the grace to be able to pray them. and the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 8, 23 to 27. As Jesus got into a boat, his disciples followed him. Suddenly, a violent storm came up on the sea so that the boat was being swamped by waves, but he was asleep. They came and woke him, saying, "Lord, Lord, save us, we are perishing." And he said to them, "Why are you terrified, O you of little faith?" And then he got up, rebuked the winds and the sea, and there was great calm. The men were amazed, and they said, "What sort of man is this, whom even the winds and the sea obey?" Brothers and sisters, look at that. Do you believe that God will take care of you just as he took care of the disciples in the storm? He was asleep in the boat. They're the ones who are terrified. He's perfectly calm. He's asleep in the middle of a storm because God knows what he can do. He's waiting for us simply to turn to him, to recognize him. Lord, save us. We can cry that out to God. Lord, save me in this situation. Help me. And he will rebuke the winds and the seas of our own lives. And he will bring great calm. Perhaps not in the way we expected him to do it, but he will do it. You notice he didn't take them out of the storm. He didn't take them out of it, but he calmed the storm right where they were. Sometimes God does that for us. He doesn't take us out of it, but the storm comes to nothing. Trust him. Trust him. Trust him. St. Francis de Sales wrote this: "Do not look forward in fear to the changes in life. Rather, look to them with full hope that as they arise, God, whose very own you are, will lead you safely through all things. And when you cannot stand it, God will carry you in his arms. Do not fear what may happen tomorrow. The same understanding Father who cares for you today will take care of you then and every day. He will either shield you from suffering or he will give you unfailing strength to bear it. Be at peace. Put aside all anxious thoughts and imaginations." You know how sometimes we imagine, oh, it's going to be like this, or this is going to happen, and I don't have this, I don't have what I need, I can't handle this. If this happens, I don't know what will happen to me, I'll be devastated. We project. God is with us every moment, even when it seems he's asleep in the boat. He is right there with us. Put your trust in him. Ask him for faith. The first martyrs of Rome must have really asked for faith. They died praising him. Brothers and sisters, what most matters is where we spend eternity. There is an eternal life. There is heaven and hell. Where will we spend it? We want to live our lives in such a way that we know our destination and can bring others with us as well. God bless you. Brothers and sisters, I'd like to offer you a new free booklet entitled The Final Confrontation by Ralph Martin. I am very interested in your response, and you can write to me at Renewal Ministries. To access the free booklet, simply call our toll-free number 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789.